through Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Gabriel decided at all times to do God's will and center his life on Jesus and Mary. On some occasion, his companions asked him, if right now they announced that he was going to die, what would he do? I'd keep doing what I'm doing. What if they announced it to him when he was in the dining room or when he was resting in bed? He would continue eating or sleeping. Our perfection does not consist in doing great and extraordinary things, but in doing ordinary things well. Father Norberto notes, one day I was passing through the cloister and he, who was in his cell, realizing that it was me, came out and led me in. He asked me, Father, tell me really, if there is something in me, even a small thing that does not please God, because I want to remove it at any cost. When we went for a walk and saw some distant church, he would send his angel to visit Jesus in the sacrament in that church. When he greeted someone, he greeted his angel at the same time. He frequently made communions and spiritual visits, sending his angel to guard him. He also sent his angel to keep Jesus company in places where he is alone and abandoned. When he heard that somewhere they had profaned the Eucharistic Jesus, he suffered. Being a sacristan, he made sure everything was clean. The hosts for the Mass had to be perfect, without the least imperfection. He made sure that there were always fresh flowers on the altar, and when they were lacking in the garden, on walks he looked for country flowers for the Holy Blessed Sacrament. The day of Corpus Christi he enjoyed very much, and said that it was the day of the triumph of the Eucharistic Jesus. On feast days, he recommended to his companions that they send their angel to visit Jesus in the churches where he was exposed in the Holy Blessed Sacrament. His spirituality centered on the Eucharist and Jesus crucified, with great love for the Virgin Mary and his guardian angel. Saint Gabriel Pacenti carried out a great apostolate through his letters. In one of them, he writes to his father, "It is true that I have been very ungrateful to you, that I have caused you 1,000 troubles and work, but now I ask for your forgiveness from the bottom of my heart, with all my soul, with this soul that does not seek or ask or desire more than your salvation." After you receive this letter, command using all your authority that the poor be generously favored. Oh, how much I would cry vengeance to heaven for the behavior of a father whose son lives comfortably, thanks to charity, if that father allowed his servants and the poor to suffer, denying them what they need to live. Father of my heart, believe me, almsgiving has never impoverished anyone. On the contrary, the blessings of the poor will bring down on you and on all your things the blessing of God himself. It was Jesus Christ who said, "What you do with the poor, you do with me." Thank Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, that your house has become a refuge for the poor. No better inheritance can you leave your children than the blessings of the poor, and above all, none better than the blessing of Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary. The greatest consolation that you can have in the hour of death will be to remember that you have never dismissed a single poor person without helping him. This thought will fortify your soul, be your defense before the severe tribunal of God, and will form your crown of merit in holy paradise. There is no one so unfortunate that dares to suggest to proceed contrary to what I recommend to you. If such a person existed, I would tremble for him. But you are the owner. Your assets are your exclusive property. Nobody will be able to claim anything from you. It seems to me, therefore, very right that what you have freely received from God, you should use for the glory of God and the salvation of your soul. On another occasion, Saint Gabriel wrote to a relative afflicted by the death of his wife, and Saint Gabriel consoled him in this way. "Dearest brother, with great pain and disgust, I have received the news of the death of your wife and of the newborn girl, that my father, being very hurt about this, communicated it to me. Faith teaches us that we must submit to the will of God, who decides everything for our good. It is true that the blow has been terrible, but what to do? Are we going to waste these circumstances without taking advantage of them for our salvation? Oh no, it is true that our weakness suffers too much, but that is not why we should abandon ourselves to it and follow it beyond its just limits. Let us return to the Lord, our Jesus Christ and offer him a generous sacrifice. I, on my side, will not stop offering my prayers for the deceased, who we hope will have already received from God the prize deserved for so many virtues as adorned her. On another occasion, Saint Gabriel, answering a letter from his father, who notified him that he was suffering from a painful illness, Saint Gabriel told him, "Loving Father, I see that God has visited you with no small tribulation. Console yourself, reflecting that God troubles those he loves, and this would be the best way to prosper in all things. We are not now in a time of rest, but of suffering. Rest will come when the Lord, by his mercy, wants to transfer us to heaven. Now we build the building that we must inhabit later, not for 30, 40, or 100 years, but for all eternity, always, always, as long as God reigns over his throne. The way we build it today, in that way we will find it later. It is up to us to be eternally unhappy or happy." Courage then, dear Father. We are pilgrims, and as such, we must not stop on our journey through this deceiving world, but always walk with our eyes fixed on heaven, our true homeland. Remember Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, and consider that the tribulations you have can be compared to what Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, suffered. Suffer then with a resolute spirit and goodwill for their love, which can reward you with abundance. They, who are the King and Queen, suffered, and we poor people, will we not tolerate anything, not only for his love, but for our own usefulness? I strongly recommend that you practice the month of Mary and pray the Stabat Mater, but you have already told me that you are determined to practice these devotions. If you could make the flowers at home with all the people who serve you, that would be the best devotion. I, thank God and our Mother, the Blessed Virgin, am well and very happy. Saint Gabriel Pacenti loved the Virgin Mary very much and warmly defended the truth of the universal mediation of Mary. In Isola del Gran Sasso, Italy, there was an image of Our Lady of Sorrows, quite deteriorated. He set out to fix her and made her so beautiful that up to this day, the image is revered with great devotion in the community. He also observed that a picture of Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, which was on the kitchen wall, was not very good there. He made her a simple but pretty altar, and Saint Gabriel said with love to Mary, "Not a day will pass without crowning your temples, O Mother, with flowers of virtue." Father Norberto says, "I remember that many times he asked me to be able to engrave the name of Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, with burning iron on his chest. Other times he asked me to record it with a penknife, but I didn't let him." And Father Norberto adds, "Often at any time, Saint Gabriel would repeat, 'Oh, my mother, help me.' Some months before his death, the demon violently assaulted him against the devotion to the Virgin Mary. I found myself in those moments in the battle against the evil one. Saint Gabriel seemed out of himself. It gave pity to see him, but he came out victorious." Saint Gabriel repeated frequently, "In te domina speravi, non confundar in eternum," meaning, "In you, my lady, I have waited, and I will not be eternally confused." Saint Gabriel had written a creed that he called Symbol of the Virgin, and he wore it around his neck as if to continually tell it to Our Mother, the Virgin Mary. When he composed it and tried to write it to put it around his neck, he asked Father Norberto to let him write it with his own blood, but Father Norberto did not allow it. When Saint Gabriel visited a church, he first went to visit the Eucharistic Jesus, and then he would look for the image of Our Mother, the Virgin Mary. If she was beautiful, he would say to his companions, "Look how beautiful she is." Saint Gabriel once found a very beautiful image of Our Lady of Sorrows, and his joy was so great that he was contemplating it for a long time. When it was time to leave, he could hardly detach himself from the place. If he found an image of poor workmanship, he felt disgusted and said, "My poor mother, how they have made you so ugly." A beautiful image is worth more than a treasure because it gives devotion, while bad images close the heart and deprive it of good feelings and affection. Sometimes he would repeat in any difficulty, "Mary, my mother, think about this." Among the feasts of the Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows was his favorite. He liked to decorate the altars of our Mother the Virgin Mary and her images by putting flowers on them. At the end of the novitiate, he wanted to submit to a vow to the obligation of always spreading devotion to the Virgin Mary, but the superiors did not allow him to do so. As he insisted a lot on this, after 5 years it was granted to him, and with great joy he made the vow in the year 1861. Father Silvestri says that one day, while he was in the kitchen, he saw St. Gabriel Pressenti jump up to kiss the painting of the Virgin Mary that was suspended high on the wall. It was a jump out of the ordinary. When St. Gabriel entered and left his cell, he prayed the Hail Mary and asked the Virgin Mary for the blessing. He never, for any reason, stopped praying the Holy Rosary daily. Every time he heard the clock ring, he also said a Hail Mary. As he passed an image of the Virgin Mary, he greeted her with a bow of his head. In the garden of the convent, he managed to have a piece of land to grow flowers for the altar for the Virgin Mary. Some of those flowers he would put inside the convent in winter times so that they would not freeze. Many times he encouraged me, says Father Norberto, to make flowers for the Virgin Mary, preparing me for her feasts, because this good mother pays her devotees well, and for her feasts, St. Gabriel would do a novena or a triduum. St. Gabriel also had a paper crucifix and an image of Our Lady of Sorrows, and he continually kissed them or looked at them during the office or during his study, keeping them on the table in his cell. He said to the Virgin Mary, "I believe that God has established not to grant anything except through you, and that whoever asks without you is like trying to fly without wings. This is what is called the universal mediation of the Virgin Mary. That is, all the graces that we receive from God ultimately come to us through the hands of the Virgin Mary, considered the universal mediator of God. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen."